Well, down here in the south, you always had a pole and stuck the hay around the pole. There was no difference in the types.
How did you do that? Now you say stack it around. You just put the pole. You
set your pole down, then you put your something on the bottom to keep it from rotting, the hay from rotting at the bottom, and you just pile it around. You're always trying to keep your pile just a little bit high around the pole so the water would drift off it.
Okay.
It was fairly satisfactory to keep it.
Did you have a name for that, what sort of stuff would you put on the bottom to keep it from rotting?
Oh, you'd take old limbs and wooden things, and you'd want to have a little air to circulate on the bottom.
I see. And did you have a special name? Would you call that pole anything in particular?
The pole?
Yeah.
No, I think you call them the stack poles or anything.
Okay.
Know.
Fine, that's what I was getting at. Do you have a name for a smaller pile of hay, pile or stack of hay, something smaller than that, particularly at haying time, you know, when you might, before you put it together into this large...
Oh, you might be, maybe you fishing for rack,
okay.
A hay rack.
A hay rack, that would be a smaller...
Certain types of hay were used to cure, we had a rack that would let it stay on there until it was cured.
I see. What was that like? Was that just a small,
You had a small frame that you put small amounts in there.
Uh-huh.
On.
What was that frame? How was that frame built? What did it look like?
It was had three legs. It was about as high as you are. We grew a lot of peavine hay,
uh-huh.
And peavine hay was hard to cure.
Uh-huh.
And it would mold and you get him there after he's wilted a bit, and these things have sticks like that. There's three legs, you know, it has sticks like this.
Right, now you say, you talk about the rack, and you say it stood about what, like 4 feet off the ground?
Well, you'd get it up as high as you want.
I see.
And those things, you cross those little things like that, and you put your hay around that. And hang up and get up to the cover.
I see, well then the circulation of the air,
it would cure out good hay, yeah.
I see. Okay. Cure out good hay, you mean as opposed to all of the hay would be good, you know what I mean? It would.
Well, you see the leaves, you get the leaves will drop off of peavine hay.
Uh huh.
And you save the leaves in a bright green color, and that gives it don't discolor.
Uh-huh.
Too much sun discolors your hay.
Uh-huh.
Just to cure in the windrow while it discolors, and then a little dampness, and you put it up too green in the barn, and it'll mold on you.
I see. What do you call a shelter? Did you call a shelter for cows?
Called it a cow shed. I reckon mine was a cow barn.
Okay. What, is there a difference between those two, or just between those two words?
No, there's no difference between the words, it's only what you have. Under the average, we didn't have too much fine architecture down here when it was the out of buildings, and there's just little buildings showed up, and you put a little lean-to shed back there. That's why your cow shed. That's a shelter where they get on when it's raining.
Uh-huh. And this would be the place where they but the cow shed was a temporary thing where they would get out of the rain during the day. But that was different from the cow barn where they would go at night. Is that right?
Well, that's about all the provision you made for your cow shed when you had a cow shed.
I see. The cow shed was like a lean-to. How about a place where the cows are taken to be milked?
Hmm?
When the cows were...
You're talking about the cow pen.
Okay, sure. Right, exactly.
Well, that's how most of them...